Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Maggie McKay. LA-based dance icon and local treasure Lula Washington is the artistic director of the internationally acclaimed South Central-based Lula Washington Dance Theater. They are celebrating 40 years. To mark the milestone, she and her company will debut 3 world premieres. Here's Lula with more. Lula, what an accomplishment. 40 years. You are celebrating this dance company. Tell us about how it originally got started.
Well, it got started because I felt that there was a void in opportunities for choreographers and dancers who were Black. I decided to create a dance company that will provide opportunity for us.
And your husband helped you. How did he get involved?
He was involved from day one because he always loved the arts, and he himself is an accomplished writer. And we worked together in college. I would choreograph for his theatrical productions.
Where was that? What college?
UCLA.
So you have a big event coming up at the Wallace Annenberg in Beverly Hills, which is such a gorgeous space. Tell us about that.
We'll be doing 3 nights of dance at the Wallace. We're very excited to be invited back for a second time to do 3 evenings of dance. We are very honored that they are, what you say, investing in our dance company and believe and have faith and confidence in us to have us for 3 nights. Usually presenters in your home state usually would only have you for 1 night, but this is a relationship that is building and growing. We're very excited about it.
But also, come on, Lula, you are a local treasure. They should have you 3 nights, I think.
In the history of people that present dance in Los Angeles, that's not the history.
It's a testament to you, yeah. Okay, so this special event, tell us about To Lula with Love.
I'm really excited about that piece. It's choreographed by Christopher Huggins, the former member of the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater. And when he actually left the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, he moved to Los Angeles. And when he came to Los Angeles, we hired him as a dance teacher and a dancer to work with our dance company. And during that time, he said he wanted to choreograph, so we gave him opportunity to create choreographic works on our youth company and also on our company during that time. Since that time, he has really evolved into a really wonderful, amazing choreographer, and he's been all over the world choreographing on many different companies and many different companies throughout the United States as well. This will be his second piece of choreography that he created for us. So I'm really excited about it, that he wanted to make it a tribute to the organization and to me, because he had been a part of our struggles and he knows our highs and our lows, and he wanted to pay tribute to that.
That's
so
sweet.
We're very excited about that.
That sounds awesome. And then there are 2 more programs.
The other dances include another piece by another alumni dancer. His name is Tommy Waheed Evans, and he was also a member of my dance company. He, too, when he was here, expressed a desire to create choreography, and so we gave him opportunity as well to set works on our younger company. But this will be his first time setting a work on our company. He has evolved into a really wonderful choreographer as well. He received a grant called the Princess Grace Grant, which is a very prestigious grant that's awarded to young emerging choreographers. And so he decided that with the grant that he wanted to set a piece on the dance company. So we're really excited about that as well. So those are the 2 new pieces by our alumni choreographers. And so it's exciting that for our 40th, we can have alumni choreographers on the show with us who have made some major accomplishments to the field of dance.
That's really special. And I understand that on January 30th, you're going to have a talk back with members of the company following the performance?
Yes. Usually at the Wallace, there's a talk back with the audience. and the dancers are also come out and sit, and the audience gets to ask us questions about the work and things like that. It's really engaging, and it's very informative.
For people who don't know, you are in the inner city in South Los Angeles. How do young artists or dancers, performers get into your school?
To get into the school, all they have to do is come on down. Our studio is on Crenshaw Boulevard. It's 3773 Crenshaw Boulevard. And our classes are open to anyone who would like to study dance. We have classes for all ages, 3.5 and up. We have classes in all of the different dance styles, from ballet to jazz to tap to African, modern, hip-hop, Caribbean. We have all of those types of dance styles that we offer. Getting into the dance company, however, is a different journey. People interested in actually auditioning or participating in our dance company, we have an apprenticeship program. They would also come to the studio and apply. We interview people and see where they are, and we have a audition process to determine how and what the best way would be for them to be involved with our dance company and to work with us. It's going to be a really wonderful program. Also on the program will be a really wonderful hip-hop, contemporary hip-hop piece choreographed by Rennie Harris, which is a favorite that people really love to see. It's very joyous and uplifting. And also bringing back to the Wallace a tribute to Dr. King excerpt, a solo that I've choreographed that everybody always asks us to do. So we're going to be doing that as a tribute to Dr. King. We're doing a excerpt from a work called Fragments 2017 to 2020, but maybe 2021. And it's a new piece that will involve spoken text, hip-hop, modern. It's more of a modern dance fusion work. Mm-hmm. All of my work has always been fusion. I've always included theater. I've always included song, spoken word in my work. It's a very dynamic work that is very reflective of the times that we live in right now.
And you will be dancing?
Christopher claims he has one part for me, so I'm supposed to see what that is this week, so we'll see.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lula, it was an honor to speak with you. Good luck. I think it's very exciting. You're going to be there for 3 nights.
We're so excited. We are always excited. People don't know that one of my very first performances we actually did in Beverly Hills at Beverly Hills High School. And
cool.
I tell people, and they say, "Oh, you're going to be in Beverly Hills?" I said, "Yeah, but it's like home. It's like coming home." Because we actually, when we very first started, you know, you look for places to perform in. So we were able to rent out the Beverly Hills High School auditorium for a performance. So that's really weird. But now we're at the Wallace, and we're so happy.
Lula, I know Los Angeles dancers are really looking forward to this performance at the Wallace in Beverly Hills coming up. The shows are Thursday, January 30th through Saturday, February 1st. If you'd like to find out more information, you can go to thewallace.org/Lula. Until next time, I'm Maggie McKay.